Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
April 16th, getting a part two of April, chapter two, however you want to phrase it, and the weather is reflecting that. More humidity, warmer temperatures, highs of 82, breezy today and tomorrow, 84 Thursday. I'm going to go so far as say hot on Friday, highs between 85 and 90 with the humidity. I think that's hot. Saturday, 20% chance for showers, highs of 84. Then a cool front comes in, and the high temperature Sunday is only going to be 70. But again, those days are coming to an end, so you better enjoy them while you can. Julie O'Donoghue joins us now, senior writer at the Louisiana Illuminator. I always get it confused, Julie. Big fan of yours and your work. You can follow Julie at JSODONOGHUE on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I admire the work you do because you are the journalist that keep an eye on things that are going on that would otherwise, what is it, democracy dies in darkness, I think, is as the saying goes. And I do appreciate your work. I mean that. Let's talk about, I want to talk about ESAs, too, because I saw your tweets about that before we wrap it up. But let's get to what's going on with these bills that would, boy, I mean, give the governor some control over the state like you wouldn't believe. However you want to start, maybe you want to begin with SB 497?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure, truthfully. I'm not sure I'm up on what the numbers are.
Well, I'll tell you that. I'm sorry about that. And that's a state ethics board.
Okay.
That's a state ethics board appointments.
Yeah,
and the point is, Julie, so, I guess the overview on this is that people are making comparisons to Huey Long, and this is not the first time I've heard this with Jeff Landry.
Yeah, I mean, famously, you know, Huey Long tried to control all levels of government, even, you know, local government in some ways. I think no one has ever said that they thought that the governor didn't have a lot of power. The position of the governor, you know, in Louisiana, traditionally, it's been thought of as extremely powerful.
Yeah, let me jump in for one second, Julie. I'm sorry to do this, but for context, before we get to these bills, being governor of Louisiana is already more powerful than being governor of most other states, is it not?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think some of that is just kind of tradition, mm-hmm. right? So one way that Louisiana's governor has traditionally been more powerful than other governors is, for example, that the Louisiana governor, with the exception of some, particularly John Bel Edwards' second term, the Louisiana governor is usually involved in picking the leadership of the legislature, and that does not happen in most other states. In most other states, much like Congress, you know, the legislative branch picks their own leadership, and in some places that leadership is extremely powerful. But here, the Louisiana governor has usually helped choose the people who are in charge of the Senate and the House, and that's given them a lot of power, as you can imagine.
Let me just read from your own article here. Most people think the Louisiana governor is more powerful than any other governor. This is quoting Terry Ryder,
correct.
Served as general counsel to former governors Mike Foster, who was very conservative, and Kathleen Blanco, who was a Democrat. I don't recall ever mm-hmm. feeling like we didn't have the authority to run the state in the governor's office. That is what dictators do. That's a pretty strong statement.
Right. It is a pretty strong statement. And Mr. Ryder also worked in the Jindal and the Romer administration. So he has a lot of experience, for sure.
And credentials, so, I mean, and conservative cred. So there you go.
Correct. Yeah. So, I mean, basically, Governor Landry, there are these bills, and I don't think he has come out and said that he's behind the bills. So I guess we have to leave that alone. But there are these bills that would allow him to have more control over boards and commissions. That's what a lot of them do, the higher education boards, the ethics board, the Civil Service Commission. I think the two that are really notable is there are bills to give him more control over the ethics board and the Civil Service Commission. So both of those bills would give him more control over the people who are obviously supposed to police whether elected officials are acting appropriately, right? And not just elected officials, but state workers and local government people too. And then the Civil Service Commission board oversees state workers who are not governor appointees, basically. And if he had more control over that board, he would have more control over the vast state workforce. And so I think both of those are kind of stick out because they are supposed to be somewhat insulated from politics to the extent that they can be. But the proposals that have been filed would change that significantly.
He had trouble with the ethics board, did he not? Or has some trouble going?
Yeah, he does have some trouble going with the ethics board. So he's had a couple incidents with the ethics board. A few years ago, he was paying part of a car note with his campaign funds, which is not allowed. You can lease a car with your campaign funds. You can pay gas with your campaign funds. You can pay for maintenance on your car with a campaign with your campaign funds, but it's explicitly very explicitly said that you can't like help purchase a car with your campaign funds, if that makes sense. And he was doing that. And then more recently, there were some questions about a flight he took on a campaign donor's private plane while he was attorney general, when he was going to a conference in Hawaii, that he was going to as the attorney general. And that has to do with whether you can accept things of value for doing your job while you're a state official.
And whose bill is this, and what's the rationale for introducing it? If it's not directly at the behest of Governor Landry.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The bill, the ethics board bill, is coming from Senator Blake Miguez. He is close to Governor Landry. He is the senator from the New Iberia area, and he was the head of the Republican caucus in the Louisiana House. until he moved over to the Senate. He says that the governor did not ask him to run the bill. He says he was more concerned once he found out about the process for putting people on the ethics board, which he found funny, I guess would be the word. And that process is basically that the presidents of the independent colleges in Louisiana vet people, come up with a list of people that can be on the ethics board, give it to the governor, and then the governor picks off this list. And so Senator Miguez was like, well, why are these people who run private colleges involved in picking these people? I think you would, the supporters of that process would say, again, that insulates it a little bit from politics because the private colleges, for example, Tulane, Loyola, Dillard, Xavier, all of those presidents are involved in this process. You know, they're not public employees. It's not like the president of LSU, UNO, you know what I mean?
They're removed, but they're not completely apolitical either. They got a lot of interest in what goes on in Baton Rouge as well. Julie, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. Talking to Julie O'Donoghue, a very distinguished print reporter, senior writer at the Louisiana Illuminator, 6:53. More when we return. Traffic now, WWL. I'm anxious to get back to Julie O'Donoghue, 6:58, senior writer at the Louisiana Illuminator, talking about these bills that would give Jeff Landry some unprecedented power, really. Julie, in a couple of minutes that we have left, when it comes to these boards and commissions, would these bills allow him to gut the boards now and replace them with his hand-picked successors, or would it be when their terms expired?
No, I think that the bills would accelerate his ability to pick people on boards. It depends. So the bills that would give him a little bit more power over the higher ed boards, that would come earlier than normal. It takes a couple years for everyone who's on a board to come up to be, you know, replaced, if that makes sense. And then in some cases, it would just give him more control over the board because he doesn't have as much direct control. So for example, the ethics board, he doesn't have as much direct control, and it would change it to give him more control.
And he also wants to appoint the Supreme Court justices rather than having the voters elect him, right? That would be subject to an amendment that the voters would have to approve?
I want to be careful about that because, again, he hasn't said he is behind these bills.
Okay, you're right.
I think people can make assumptions.
It would give him.
There is a bill to do that. To be honest, I don't, as I think I said in the article, I'm not sure that bill is going anywhere.
You have to come back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.